This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Larry Greenmeyer.
Oh, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
The person making the haircut appointment for her boss? She's not a person.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trend rapidly developing in AI. Have it do the things we don't want to do. Self-driving cars get a lot of attention in this arena, but Google recently demonstrated AI for more mundane tasks. Their system is called Google Duplex. It's a voice assistant designed to mimic the way humans speak to one another.
Sure. What time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
Amazon, Apple, and other tech companies also make voice assistants, of course. What's new with Duplex is that it can carry on a conversation seemingly as a human being, that is, somewhat awkwardly. And that's the point, of course. Google doesn't want Duplex to sound like a machine. In the hair salon example, the woman who answers the phone throws Duplex a curveball.
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
There's a point in the exchange where Duplex shows its true colors, though. Listen carefully and you'll hear a distinct difference between the AI's pronunciation of 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
For just an instant, Duplex's mismatched tones remind you of being on hold with your bank. Your wait time is 10 minutes. A second Duplex clip is a bit more impressive because the person answering the phone doesn't seem to be fully paying attention. Duplex tells the woman 3 times that he wants to come by on Wednesday.
How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to reserve a table for Wednesday the 7th.
For 7 people?
It's for 4 people.
4 people? When?
Next
night?
Wednesday at 6 p.m.
For people, you can come.
How long is the wait usually to be seated?
For when, tomorrow or weekday or?
For next Wednesday.
Duplex has a ways to go before it'll be ready to handle open-ended conversations on random topics. But one day, you may be freed from all kinds of unpleasant vocal interactions, leaving more time for unpleasant social media interactions.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Larry Greenmeyer.